Hey, hello there. Everybody's in one form of business or the other. There is always something to sell and there is always someone to buy. To some it is casual and to others it is to build an empire. However, anybody can start anything, but most importantly it is to sustain the business. This is my disposition. Whatever business you start should be focused on being transgenerational. Not just for your immediate family, but for the society and the world at large. I am Akpobome Ejiro. This is a solution I bring, creating sustainable value. You're welcome to my podcast. Hey, hello family. You're welcome to another episode of the 21st Century Business Podcast. And I am your host, Akpobome Ejiro. Today we are going to be discussing about temptation. Now, this is a very fascinating topic that exists virtually in every aspect of the business world. Now, when we talk about temptation, we often associate it with resisting something, you know. But what if I told you that in business, temptation can be a very powerful tool that you could leverage for persuasion, marketing, and even long-term growth? Now, let's start by reframing our understanding of what temptation is. Basically, temptation is not just about, you know, giving into something you shouldn't. It's more about being persuaded or being enticed. You see, in the business context, this can be a major game changer. You know, instead of seeing it as a force to resist, what if businesses thought about this and leverage on the art of temptation to do three major things? The first is to attract, the second is to engage, and the third of it is to convert leads. You see, basically, to understand how temptation works, especially in the business world, we need to understand the psychology behind it. Humans, basically, we're naturally wired to respond to stimuli, you know, that evokes desire or curiosity. You just want to know. You see a child growing up, they are always inquisitive, trying to touch everything, trying to know what everything is. This is innate for every single person, and this is how temptation works for us, even as business individuals. You see, by strategically incorporating elements of temptation into marketing and sales strategies, businesses can tap into these innate human responses. You know, you maximize it for your own advantage. Now, let's explore how businesses can apply the concept of temptation in marketing. It's more about creating irresistible offers. You're creating compelling narratives and, you know, visually appealing content that draws customers in. Whether it's a limited time discount, an exclusive deal, a captivating story, a short movie clip, you know, something. It has to be creative, but the whole idea of it is it has to be enticing. It has to be persuasive. It has to evoke that curiosity of, what's that? What's going on there? You know, the minute you're able to get that attention of, what is that? What's going on? You're one step ahead. Businesses can use this temptation strategy to arouse interest. You know, it just brings up the interest of individuals and it drives engagement. The key to successful temptation in business is not just about, you know, getting the quick wins. You know, you just want to do it fast. Now you started, now tomorrow you've gotten your result. No, if you really want to make temptation work, it is a long-term relationship building. Alright, it's a long-term relationship building. It's not a one-off thing. It's not something you just want to do very quickly and you're gone. Alright, think about the whole idea of getting somebody to get to notice you. You don't just get the person to notice you within a day or within 2 days. It takes a period of time, over time. It may take a week, it may take 2 months, it may take 3 months. Depends on the kind of relationship you intend to create or establish with that business partner or with that individual. All right, now temptation offers can be the initial hook. You know, it's just like a bait. It brings them in. But then, when you deliver on your promises, when you deliver on the value you said you're going to give, that is what keeps the customers coming back. Now, let's clarify this. Temptation basically doesn't keep them. It just entices them to come in. All right. Now, what you do when they come is what keeps them, and it is exactly what makes them keep coming back. You see, it's about creating a cycle of temptation, satisfaction, and loyalty. But if you stop at just temptation and you miss out from satisfaction and loyalty, eventually you're not even going to get what you're looking for. And that's very, very bad. That would not be good. But then if you are able to keep a consistent cycle of temptation, they come in, you satisfy them, you build loyalty, and then they keep coming back, you're doing a very great job. Now, let's take a look at some real-world examples of businesses that are effectively using this temptation model in their strategies. Looking at companies like Apple, Amazon, again, these guys, they're masters at creating desire through product launches and exclusive deals. You know, by strategically unveiling new products and offering limited-time promotions, they not only generate immediate interest. No. What they do is they foster a sense of anticipation among their customer base. So people are waiting. Okay, what's coming next? What's coming next? Because why? They've been able to create a temptation strategy strong enough that entices, that persuades people to anticipate. That curiosity, that baby curiosity feel, it's there. You have to treat people like they are kids. Keep them waiting, keep them anticipating, keep them curious. In doing that, you're actually going to be maximizing the temptation strategy. Now, you don't know, while temptation can be a very powerful tool, it's also crucial for businesses to wield it ethically. You know, when I say ethically, I mean don't go around telling lies of things that you really cannot do. You have to be transparent, you have to be honest, and you have to deliver on your promises. These are very fundamental. Temptation shouldn't be about deceit, but about creating genuine value for customers. All right. Your temptation shouldn't be about deceit, but about creating genuine value for customers. And as we wrap up to this episode, it is clear that temptation, when used strategically, can be a potent force in the business world. And by understanding the psychology behind it and applying ethical practices, businesses can leverage temptation to not only generate leads, but also build lasting connections with their audience. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in to the 21st Century Business Podcast. And I want to believe you found today's episode intriguing. Don't forget to subscribe and leave your reviews. All right. I'll be back with more insightful discussions in our next episode on leadership, business, personal development, and sustainability. Until then, in the world of business, a well-placed temptation might just be the catalyst for sustained growth. All right, so stay tuned and stay tempted. I am Akpobome Ejiro, and this is me signing off. Have a great day.
A certified digital marketer, certified inbound marketer, certified entrepreneur at CAD Consulting, 21st century business strategist, a brand developer, a business consultant and business coach, author of In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business, skilled with variety of digital skills, a mentor, a business enthusiast, has helped a large number of businesses scale from micro to macro, a passionate entrepreneur, focused on creating sustainable value. You are listening to The Akpobome Ejiro.